How's it about going to talk over there?
Good. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Now, speaking of mushroom, you call it, if it's not good to eat, okay, toadstool. Now, if a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't do what?
Couldn't swallow it.
He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
All right. What do people smoke?
Some smoke cigar, pipes, cigarettes.
All right. There were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano doing what?
Smoking, talking, laughing,
and
drinking.
If a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay. He wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering cold, because he didn't want to be, I'm trying to get the word obligated, but it's another word.
He's cold, didn't have no coat.
He's cold, he didn't have a coat. But he wouldn't take one from anybody, so he...
Because he don't want to be depending on nobody for coat.
All right. Somebody offers to do you a favor. You say, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be...
obligated to.
Another word for...
I don't want to be bothered.
What about beholden?
I don't want to be beholden to.
Okay. Somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you say, sure. Then what?
Sure, I do it.
Okay. Can you? Then you say, no, I what?
No, I can't do it. Or, no, I won't do it.
If you're not able to do something, you say, I'd like to, but...
I just ain't able. I'd like to do it, but I just can't do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sun up.
Work from sun to sun.
And I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it no more.
All right. If you are talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems as if they are, what?
Seems like I can't find them. Lost or something. Dead.
That was a terrible accident of the road. But there was no need to call a doctor because the victims was what?
The victims already dead.
Okay. In such a situation, he...
ought to be more careful.
All right.
What are you doing?
Okay. Or speaking of the fact the corn seems short, you might say, at this time of year, it...
Corn, you mean corn you eat?
Yeah, okay. Let's say, corn you eat. Now,
say the number.
Let's say it's, what, when corn get ripe? July or August. And it's not as tall as it should be. You go out and look at it, you say, this time of year, this corn what? It's
supposed to be grown.
All right. It's not as tall as it should be.
It ought to be taller than it is.
Okay, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you, what?
I bet you I will. I won't go through that.
Okay. Would you dare go through that?
No, I won't go through that.
All right. You knew when you first agreed to go that you, what? Okay, let's say a child goes off, or a wife goes off and doesn't tell her husband. So you say you knew when you first agreed to go, you what?
Ought to told me.
All right. You aren't going to do what you
want to do.
Ought to do.
Right? You won't do right. You won't do what you ought to do.
Okay. A boy got a whipping. You say, I bet he did something. He what?
He did something they told him not to do.
All right. Will you do it? And you say, no what?
No, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
All right.
I won't do it.
All right. In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do
it.
I'm
not going to do it.
Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping you, you say what?
I stood around and looked at him, and none of them offered to help me.
Okay. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I...
I'm not sure I can do it, but I'm going to try it.